東京からこんにちは、さくらです。So today, I'll tell you how to say thank you in Japanese in many ways. Common people. あ、ありがとう。For seniors. あざます。ありがとうございます。あざます。あざます。A store clerk. ありがとうございました。It's a funny thing because we learn Japanese.ありがとう But normally people don't really pronounce like that. So if you say ありがとう in normal way, we say ありがとう、ありがとう、ありがとう like that. So, you know, we don't really pronounce う, the last part. We just say ありがとう、ありがとう。And then we can understand. And also, for your seniors, for your senpai, you know, we have kind of culture that we need to respect older people. So we have to use 尊敬語, respect words. You learn that we need to say ありがとうございます. Thank you very much.You know, ありがとうございます is really long and hard to remember. And also, you know, your senpai get bored with it because it's really long and it make them tired. So we shorten the word azamasu. Azamasu. If you say it really fast, it goes like azamasu, azamasu. But it actually makes sense because.We heard it so many times. Azamasu, azamasu. Yeah. So, when you want to say ありがとうございます, you can just say azamasu. And then, yeah, people can understand you. Yeah, that's the weird point. And then the last part. For convenience store workers, you know, Japanese...service is great. You know, we have to be nice, like more than 100% nice, kind, and you know, bright, more than 100%. So we need to be very positive and bright when you greet, like when you say thank you for customers. So, you know, we normally say ありがとう, but when you work,You need to say, ありがとうございました。ありがとうございました。Yeah, that's the thing. That's just weird Japanese culture. But I like it. Okay, bye.